You need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Laura.
Thanks, Sedano. Totally. I was like, oh, yeah, that's my turn.
So, girl.
We love sports around here. Duh, we work in them. But there's a new study that happened, and a neurology.
Whoa.
Neurology.
Neurological.
What's his neurology?
A German neurologist?
No.
Well, I mean, the way you had germs and neurology in there, I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I know. I was trying to open the study. Anyways, they're saying that if you, I got the wrong one. No wonder. Mabby.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's start over. Let's go from the top. Take two.
Okay.
Take two.
There it is. A study from Japan. That's what I was like, wait, I didn't see that word in the other one. A study from Japan found that watching sports can boost one's well-being. Oh. Researchers discovered that watching sport activates the brain's reward circuit, leading to feelings of happiness, while frequent sports viewers even showed structural changes in the brain regions related to reward, suggesting long-term benefits. Also, they said that if you watch sports like baseball, basketball, they have an even bigger boost overall on well-being when compared to participants who viewed more less popular sports, their words, not mine, such as golf. So we have an extra reason to watch sports. It makes you feel better.
I'm going to disagree with this study.
What?
I'm going to disagree with this study.
It comes from Japan, Kepi. You can't disagree with it.
Well, I am disagreeing with it because if you are a Laker fan,
we stress, man.
I mean, 75% of this series so far, you have been not feeling very good about yourself because, you know, you've lost 3 out of 4 games. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of the study, what are the benefits of watching sports, especially basketball and baseball? What were those benefits?
It says it activates the brain's reward circuit, leading to feelings of happiness.
Hey, Laker fans, have you been being rewarded with feelings of happiness?
Maybe
through 4 games?
Maybe because you're drinking more or you partake in other stuff, so it may be true.
I don't know, man.
Listen, this is the Waseda University. WASED University.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually like a legit article too, not like the ones that we just get on like USA Today, you know.
What do you mean USA Today articles are illegit?
No, but I'm saying like I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I actually had to log into like a credential thing, like you know when you go to school and they give you access to like databases and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky that I had that because that's where I had to get this one.
All right. All right. Well, then it's legit, I guess.
Just saying.
All right, you have to log in.
Anyways.
There you go.
Watch more sports.
Watch more sports. That's the bottom line. Watch more sports.
Makes you happy.
I guess.
I lost it, Anu.
No,
you lost him?
That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. I just was letting you guys go.
Well, I think he was contemplating. You know, I think Sedano was contemplating. Like, okay, the study says watching more sports makes you happy. It gives you all these rewards.
I fumbled the bag, you know.
Yeah, but it's also like, wait a second. But when your team loses, you know, you think you're on the verge of being swept, and all you're talking about is how you got to get rid of your aging star, and then because he's gone,
LeBron can go.
Then you know, Plan B, Anthony.
Are
Davis,
you on that too?
Leave.
LeBron can go.
This has been me. Like I literally was telling Chris.
Well, we know you're.
You know
not
what I mean? Like I was telling Chris, I'm like I've been kind of speaking this for a while, and I'm like, oh, Laura's a hater. And I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll take that narrative if that's where you guys want to go. But then, you know, Greg comes in kind of saying the same thing. I mean, not that y'all agree, but y'all definitely listen and don't call him a hater.
No, he's a hater. he's a hater. But the thing is that, look, and we had this whole conversation earlier today during Super Crosstalk. You know, if you lose LeBron, George says, and he says, trust me on this, because I said, well, how do you know? He said, trust me on this. So when he says, trust me on this, I got to kind of trust my boy.
Hashtag
on this,
trust.
You know, mm-hmm. if LeBron leaves, then AD would ask to be traded, which, by the way, I don't really know why he would. Like,
yeah,
for me, if I were AD, I'd be like, okay, good. Finally, it's my team. Now it's my team. Now
I mean,
it runs through me.
I don't think he's a leader, but, you know, there's that.
Oh, damn, girl. Maybe you are a hater.
No, I don't want him to go, and I don't think he necessarily has to go. I'm sure he would want to, but I don't think he needs to, and I would hope he doesn't. So it's not a full rebuild. But my thing.
But it's gonna be.
Yeah, it is. But going back to Greg's point, it's do you want it now? Do you want it later? Because it's gonna happen. And on top of that, we've wanted AD. You both have talked about, I mean, I've worked with you guys when you guys were like, AD needs to step up. He needs to be the leader of this team. He needs, you know, he's the next one after LeBron leaves and blah, 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 blah. We can continue. But it doesn't seem like he's done it. So, I mean, can he really do it? We don't know.
Oh, girls spitting truth.
I'm just saying.
That's all. Listen, I go back to what Charles Barkley said. George, I don't know if you were watching last night.
Let me ask you a question, Laura.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And Cappy, too. And DeAndre.
Go ahead.
Well, DeAndre don't know about
DeAndre,
no ball.
Come on, DeAndre, go ahead.
So what does he know about ball?
Let's say, mm-hmm. okay, for argument's sake,
mm-hmm.
all right, Lakers lose in the first round, right, which is what we expect.
Yeah.
Right? Then the Clippers win and the Mavericks lose in the first round, okay? Mm. The Clippers win, Mavericks lose in the first round.
Mm-hmm. I already don't like this.
Because people are already saying Donovan Mitchell. I don't see Donovan Mitchell coming to L.A. That's just me personally. I think that's a Knicks or a Heat thing. I think he's going to go to one of those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trae Young is an option, I think, but...
If LeBron's not here, I don't know.
But I don't think the Lakers have three picks they can trade this offseason for an all-star caliber player. All right. And people have linked Mitchell, which I don't think is going to happen. Trae Young, which I don't love.
I don't love that either.
I don't love that at all. And if LeBron leaves, I mean...
Like, Trae Young is good with LeBron. No, I'm talking about if LeBron stays.
Oh, okay, then yeah, then...
Okay,
yeah,
okay. But wait, hold on. And Trae Young, who would be fine with LeBron, I think he'd be good with LeBron, mm-hmm. but I think post-LeBron, it's not great.
Agreed.
But if the Mavs lose in the first round and the Clippers win, why not at least make an overture to the Mavs for Kyrie Irving one more time?
Mm.
I'm okay with Kyrie Irving is
insane right now. Luka is playing well, but not like as well as Kyrie. And Luka's literally saying after the game yesterday, I'm letting Kyrie down.
Why would Dallas ever want to even entertain that?
Well, because maybe they look at it as this is our best chance to get different players around Luka. Maybe they determine the Luka and Kyrie thing after two seasons just doesn't work.
What if Dallas wins?
Well, if Dallas wins, then that's completely
that's
off
different.
The table.
Yeah, it's off the table. But I wouldn't
mind. In this hypothetical, the Clippers win and the Mavericks lose the first round series.
Well, how about this? How about the Clippers win and Kawhi never comes back and the Lakers say, okay, fine. We'll take Kawhi for the 20 games we can get out of him a year.
That's not happening.
No, it's not. But I wouldn't mind. I know, like, you know, there's the other things surrounding Kyrie, but like I wouldn't mind him being.
Well, you say the other things surrounding Kyrie. Listen, was it 2 years ago, George, when there was all this talk about how the Lakers should go get Kyrie? For me, at that time, I was vehemently opposed to Kyrie Irving being on the Lakers because to me, going back then, he was a locker room cancer and a team killer. I will say this. 2 years later, my opinion has changed as he has been professional and quiet and available.
Balling out.
And balling. So, so my opinion on Kyrie has changed in the course of the 2 years.
Let's go. I don't want the Clippers somewhere.
But the only way that happens is if the Clippers win this series. So it's a conundrum for Laker fans, certainly.
It's not really a conundrum for me. I'd much rather have Dallas win the series.
Yeah, me too. Okay. That's how much I don't like the Clippers.
All right. There you go. Fair enough then.
I might be alone, Pedro, you know. I'm owning it.
Pedro, I don't think you are alone.
Nah, I don't think so either. We're bigger haters. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
George, what's the negative financial ramification if LeBron decides to opt out and leaves? What does that do? Because in other words, let's say for everybody that's saying that they want LeBron to go, okay, get rid of LeBron. He's going to be 40. He's old. This is the best they could be in the standings, and they get knocked out of the playoffs in the first round in five games. Okay, let's say LeBron opts out and leaves. What is the negative financial ramification to the Lakers? Because at that point, it wasn't their choice to start over.
And you're saying AD is still on the roster?
Correct. LeBron chooses to leave.
The Lakers would have probably like 13, 14 million max to spend.
See that, for everybody that wants LeBron to go, for everybody that wants the Lakers to say, hey, enough of LeBron, like this thing's over, that's really what you want. You want LeBron to make the decision.
Right, LeBron but 13, 14 million is not a lot.
No, it's not a lot at all.
That's not getting you a lot of players.
No, it's not. But
getting you like one decent one.
but you're having to start the process of starting over, but it wasn't you kicking mm-hmm. him out. It was him deciding, I'm out of here. And then if he decided that, does that mean that AD's definitely gone too? Well, are you telling me that AD refuses to play on the Lakers without LeBron?
I'm not saying refuses, Cappy. I'm just saying it's unlikely that that's the case.
Well, that's lame.
I'm with Cappy.
But why would they want to bring a guard like Trae Young in, who is really good with the ball, obviously really good, a true point guard, who can stretch the floor out and is good in a pick and roll game with a guy like Anthony Davis, correct? So why is it that those talks are true to keep AD to stay if LeBron was to leave?
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Boy, DeAndre, you actually sound like you know some ball right there, dog. I mean, the way you said stretch the floor, and then the way you talked about the pick and roll game, boy, you sound like you know some ball.
He left everybody speechless.
Yeah, you did.
Just saying, that's what he's known for, is, you know, a guy like Trae Young is, you know.
Oh, I thought he was known for his hair.
No.
No? It's not the case?
No.
Pedro the Pelo?
I just Cappy. I just don't think Trae Young, if Trae Young is the guy, I don't think
we're winning a chip anyways with him.
No, I mean you might
have a better chance, but I don't think it's guaranteed, you know.
Correct. And I also think he's not the bridge player you want moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I think the Lakers should get Anthony Edwards.
Oh. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck, Cap.
What do you mean, good luck? I think the Lakers should get Anthony Edwards. Doesn't everybody want to play for the Lakers? Aren't the Lakers the crown jewel? Everybody wants to play for them? Anthony Edwards at 22 years old.
He also has to want out.
Get him. Yeah. Somebody get Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. He ain't leaving.
That guy's the bomb.
Yeah.
That guy might be my new favorite player in the NBA.
He's awesome. Yeah, there's no doubt.
That dunk he had last night where he's driving in the lane, and he put the ball in his left hand, and he just slammed it over everybody while he's getting hit in the face. Oh, my God. If that was Anthony Davis, he'd be in the locker room for 3 games. All right, Cappy, I'm sad. Why are you guys getting me? You see, this is all your fault, Laura. This is you and your Japanese study about sports making people happy.
It's
now it's
true.
Making me, like, get angry. Taking swipes at AD when I need him to be his best tonight.
All right. That is... I can't.
I blame the queen.
Cappy, that is pretty, like, I don't even know why you're, I mean, you know.
She got me all upset with her credentials logging into her legit columns.
It makes you upset because the team is losing? Like, I get it, but the majority of times when people are watching sports, even if you don't have a rooting interest, it's what you just said about Anthony Edwards. It's like this cool feeling of, oh my God, did you see that guy's dunk? That was insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
So there you go.
I mean, he did get hit in the head, though.
He did. He got hit in the head by Bradley Beal, who, by the way, totally dissed.
Oh my goodness.
Frank Vogel. He disrespected Frank Vogel in a way that I was stunned by a player like him. Like, I would have never thought he would be the guy to do that. Like,
I mean, especially after the game he had played.
Right. As miserable as he was in that game yesterday. But we can get into that a little later. Let's get into some of the stuff that happened, Cappy, besides the Lakers, as we get ready for this Lakers game and turn it over to Slee at 5:30. But first, NextGen is the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. NextGen is the absolute best in the biz. Thousands of five-star reviews online to prove it. And here's the deal. Those online reviews are awesome. Trust me. But the review I've got and Pepe Mantilla has for you, the Spanish voice of the Los Angeles Lakers, those are the reviews you really need because they're firsthand, all right? I had an issue with the drain in my house. I called NextGen at 833-3-NEXTGEN, and they came by. Drain cleaning, camera inspection, only $44. And that's what you can get here before the end of the month, as well as you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for only $44. Limited time through the end of the month. All right, that's the type of pricing you're getting with my guys at NextGen at 833-3-NEXTGEN when you call them, 833-3-NEXGEN. But here's the Pepe story. So Pepe had a big plumbing problem. And he was calling around, and people were trying to rip him off, okay? I said, Pepe, call Next Gen. He's like, you know what? I said, I know that's a good idea. I'm going to call Next Gen. He did at 833-3-NEXTGEN, 833-3-NEXGEN, and they took care of him in a big, big way. So you can say goodbye to your AC heating and plumbing problems by calling Next Gen at 833-3-NEXTGEN. Next Gen is the only name you need to remember for a safe and comfy home. So call them at 833-3-NEXTGEN, 833-3-NEXGEN, or visit them online at nextgenairandplumbing.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, Cappy. Final segment. Dealer's Choice coming up in a second. Game 5 of the Lakers Nuggets coming up here in just a second. Oh, Siri's texting right now. She thinks I'm talking to you. Dude, what is going on with this?
What's her story? Siri,
I was texting the crew. Mm-hmm. That I couldn't hear you when we were trying to tape our Lookie promo. Mm-hmm. And I guess I hit the little microphone thing and it was like typing what I was saying. But instead of Cappy, it called you Kathy.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Call me. So funny. Siri's got to get hip to Cappy, not Kathy.
Come on, Siri. Do better, girl.
Yeah, seriously. Do you want to record the Lookie promo here? Because it's going to be kind of funny. So here's the thing. I'm going to let people behind the curtain here. We record these promos, right, that air right during Mason in Ireland, like the next day. And usually, like, we can get stuff that, you know, we can make stuff that works, right? Like, we can record something fun or funny or whatever. But generally, tomorrow, we're going to be talking the majority about what happened tonight. So I was making fun of the fact that we're going to be doing, we're taping this Lookie promo, but we don't know what the hell we're going to be talking about other than because we don't know the result of the game. Do you want to do that, Cappy?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear you do it. Go ahead.
All right. Hold on, Mateo's up to bat. You want me to do play-by-play of Mateo?
Yeah, do some play-by-play. Let's hear what you got for baseball. We know what you can do for football and basketball.
All right. Mateo Sedano at the plate. 1-1 count. Hits one the other way to third base. Third baseman bobbles it. An error on the third baseman. Sedano gets on first. And he's the last batter of the inning, so it's actually a home run. So he's going to go all the way around. Sorry, that's a little league.
You're scoring that an error?
Yeah. Why? Did you watch it?
I mean, dude, that ball was
that was a rocket
solid.
To third,
that,
is what you're saying?
That ball, I think that could have been ruled a hit. Okay. I mean, given the level. I mean, if this were the major leagues, it's an error. But when you're 5 years old and you're playing Little League, that's a hit.
Okay.
I mean, give that kid some credit.
Okay. All right. I score my kid harder.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, put his name. Put some respect on Sedano.
So I was going to go E5 there and let him get a fielder's choice on that one. But if you want to give him a hit, you can give him a hit, I guess.
I'm judging that one.
Yeah. So, okay. Fair enough. So that's it. Now Mateo's going back on the field. I think he's going to play pitcher, which really means he's just going to be on the side of the mound.
Just going to be standing there, huh?
Yeah. He's going out. He's going out to second base, it looks
like. All right, second base. Let's go, Mateo.
Yeah, he was at first earlier. They switch all around. But anyway. Okay. All right, so Cappy, let's do the Lookie promo. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Coming up next on Sedano and Cap, weekday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on 710 ESPN. Cappy, you and I do these Lookie promos where we, talk about what we're going to talk about on the show on a given day. But here's the deal, okay? We're going to let people behind the curtain. The reality is we record these the day before. So we'd normally be talking a lot about the Lakers and Nuggets and what happened in Game 5, but because we don't have the result when we're recording this, I don't know what the hell to ask you at this point.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Here's the deal. We're actually doing this looky live on the air right now rather than recording it off air. And here's the two scenarios. We're going to be talking about how the Lakers have won Game 5 and are bringing the series home back to L.A. Or we're going to be talking about how the Lakers lost again in Denver and they got taken out in only 5 games. And what does that mean to the future of the Lakers? See? Just like that, George.
Chris is going to hate that we did this on the air. It's Sedano and Cap weekday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on 710 ESPN. There you go. So you'll hear that tomorrow during Mason.
When everybody hears that, you'll actually hear that and go, I heard that live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm hearing it recorded.
Right.
There you have it.
Yeah. All right, Cappy, what's your dealer's choice for today before we hand it over to Slee in 2 minutes?
I'm going to make this very quick because I'm going to need a little more time tomorrow in my dealer's choice to talk about some tech issues that I'm having. Mm. Big shocker for everybody.
Shocker.
But instead, you know what I'm going to talk about today, George? Did you happen to see the story earlier today that CBS and the NFL Today has decided to get rid of Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims?
Yeah, they moved on. They added Matt Ryan, I guess, yep, to their broadcast. It's going to be Matt Ryan, Bill Cowher, J.J. Watt, and Nate, yep, Burleson, who's been, right, on for a while. Yeah.
And James Brown, who, and a lot of people,
who's been the host for a while. Yeah.
Kind of like the you know, A-list studio host. But it's always interesting to me because, you know, you have these older guys. Listen, Boomer Esiason has been a great TV analyst, great studio host, excellent radio host.
Yeah.
Westwood One commentator and analyst on many Super Bowls. Boomer Esiason has had a brilliant television career, 22 years at CBS. And Phil Sims, from going from the number one team with Jim Nance, and then, you know, eventually Tony Romo took over and they put him into the studio. These are guys that haven't played in the NFL in 30-plus years.
Yeah.
They've had amazing television careers. Congratulations to both Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason. And I suppose if I'm Jimmy Johnson, if I'm Terry Bradshaw, if I'm, you know, these kinds of guys, I'm like Howie Long. Like, hey, you know, they got to bring in younger, more contemporary guys on these kinds of shows. And that's what CBS did. Even though Matt Ryan, to me, is like, I don't know, was he popular and likable and even famous other than like one MVP season and one Super Bowl that he went to?
I don't know, Cappy. Yeah, but nonetheless, we got to go because Slee's going to get mad. And I want to tell people that it's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710. Tonight, Michelob Ultra Watch Party in the city of Downey, one of our favorite cities. The ESPN LA Street team will be there starting at 6 o'clock at Ojos Locos in Downey to root on the purple and gold for Game 5 tonight. Ojos Locos. 8350 Firestone Boulevard in Downey. You can win ESPN LA swag and your chance at taking home an Austin Reeves signed basketball. We'll see you tonight. Thanks to Michelob Ultra. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right. Great job, Laura, DeAndre, Cappy, The Circle, Christopher, everyone who took part in the show today. Slee is coming at you with the pregame next.